Researchers with the Canadian Forest Service are exploring how forest fuel biomass from high fire-risk areas around Watson Lake could be transformed into local energy, potentially reducing wildfire risk while providing sustainable power for remote Yukon communities. The multi-year project is part of a collaborative national research effort to assess the feasibility of linking wildfire mitigation with local bioenergy solutions. We have to work with the community because we really want to use real-world data, real-world experience to see, okay, it works on paper, but can we effectively apply this? Said Natural Resources Canada researcher Nicholas Mansui. Researchers previously assessed biomass availability across Canada and found that nearly all 276 northern and remote communities facing wildfire risks could replace fossil fuels with local bioenergy. They estimate that harvesting less than 1% of forest fuels, such as fallen trees, branches, leaves, and dead brush, could meet the annual energy needs of most remote communities. The studies were shared with the news by Edmonton-based Matthew Gutch of Natural Resources Canada. According to data titled 33 Communities at Risk from High Wildfire, Watson Lake was profiled as having the largest amount of biomass outside Fort Simpson, BC, with 16,278 hectares identified for fuel treatment. Initial assessments by researchers focused on biomass availability in fire-prone regions across the country and identified communities with both significant wildfire risk and strong potential for renewable energy development. Watson Lake emerged as a top candidate due to its dense forest fuels and strategic location, Mansui said. He also pointed to the town's existing infrastructure, history of fuel treatment and proximity between wilderness and urban areas as factors that made it a strong candidate for testing a community-scale bioenergy initiative. Early work is underway as researchers review Watson Lake's wildfire protection plan and map out biomass collection zones to work with the local Watson Lake community, Mansui said. He added that the three-year project aims to assess how local forest fuels can be turned into energy while helping prevent wildfires, with a long-term goal of creating models other remote communities can follow. They already designed where they're gonna place fire breaks to protect the community, or how they're going to change the density of the fuel. That's part of the field treatment activity that they have designed. So the idea is to work with them and say if you remove this much biomass there, we can quantify this in terms of biomass quality, biomass quantity and work together to assess if this biomass available could be used locally to support a bioenergy system, Mansui said. As part of the national research effort, the Bioenergy and Wildfire Mitigation Project in Watson Lake is unfolding in planned phases. Researchers have wrapped up assessments and modeling and are now in the implementation phase, which involves working with the community of Watson Lake to develop fuel treatment strategies and review biomass logistics and infrastructure needs, Mansui said. Federal researchers plan to later assess whether forest fuels can be economically converted into local bioenergy systems by continuing to collaborate with the Watson Lake community. Mansui said the team will evaluate revenue potential, job creation and how bioenergy might offset potential high costs of fuel treatment in an emerging sector. We can offset this cost with the bioenergy sector. Because if you're able to produce local biomass, then the community doesn't have to buy this biomass from another company. So by using local resources, including biomass feedstock, but also the expertise of the community members, then we can also create more economic development, Mansui said. The Yukon's bioenergy sector has seen steady momentum in recent years, with Indigenous governments, municipalities and territorial agencies investing in biomass heating and forest-based energy solutions. Teslin and Carcross, Tagish First Nations both received a total of $2.9 million from the federal government in 2020 to build and operate biomass heating systems aimed at reducing fossil fuel use and strengthening local energy independence. Kluane First Nation was granted $345,900 the same year to develop a forest resources management plan on settlement lands, with a focus on meeting current and future biomass heating needs through integrated forest planning. Additionally, Dawson City installed a 720-kilowatt wood chip boiler over a decade ago and the Whitehorse Correctional Center has a 950-kilowatt pellet boiler installed in 2011. More recently, a biomass boiler providing heat for Elijah Smith Elementary School was unveiled in 2023. A proposed project in Haines Junction could also see wood waste converted into electricity through a biomass power plant, led by Champagne and Edgeaic First Nations. According to Mansui, the project may face challenges in bringing together a diverse group of stakeholders to collaboratively develop a strategy that balances wildfire risk mitigation with the demands of the bioenergy sector. For me, it's a win-win solution, I guess, but it's quite difficult to have people coming from the energy sector at the table and people from the fire department at the same table, Mansui said. The final stages of the Watson Lake Bioenergy Project center on building long-term capacity through training and education. With the technical groundwork and economic studies underway, researchers plan to shift focus toward equipping communities with the skills to manage local energy systems independently. Mansui said a proposed bioenergy academy could train indigenous and remote community members in forest ecology, biomass logistics, and energy system operations. He emphasized the need to prioritize community ownership and integrate traditional indigenous knowledge with modern technologies to reduce reliance on external consultants and foster local leadership in sustainable energy development. We developed this bioenergy academy in collaboration with UBC, University of British Columbia, and the idea is really to train people and to make sure that they are central in everything we're doing toward this project, Mansui said. Contact Jake Howarth at jake.howarth@yukon-news.com.